back in the 50s and early 60s, the Department of Defense had Monsanto Chemical develop a defoliant for use in jungle areas. So the Department of Defense used this to defoliate large swaths of land in Vietnam so that the, you know, the enemy couldn't approach perimeters or approach airfields without being spotted.
So it was a defoliant and was widely used in the Vietnam War?
Millions and millions of gallons were sprayed in Vietnam, around air bases in Thailand. It was used along the DMZ in Korea. And a lot of other places, actually, people aren't aware. It was used in the United States in some locations. It was used in Canada. Quite a few places in Puerto Rico was used also.
And then at some point, I assume they found out this stuff wasn't good for human health.
Well, right from the beginning, reports had shown that the dioxins in this Agent Orange, and numerous other herbicides, by the way, that they developed, the dioxins were destroying nerve endings and nerve cells in lab animals and in certain humans that worked in these plants. And to top it off, the military, being the way they do, they sprayed it in a much higher concentration than it was used for agricultural use here in the States. The parts per million was way, way higher than what was recommended.
And so what are some of the health impacts that a person might experience if they were exposed to Agent Orange?
Sure. Right off the bat, a lot of these guys, if they came into heavy contact with it, they would get a rash known as chloroacne. And that chloroacne would actually come back at different stages of their life later on. 20, 30, 40 years later now, our veterans are coming down with a lot of the diseases that are associated with different cancers in the body. Ischemic heart disease is another prevalent one, prostate cancer, and probably the most prevalent that we're seeing is diabetes. It has been determined that there's approximately 40 diseases and there are secondary diseases that this Agent Orange and the other herbicides cause. So the VA has established it's a presumptive. So if the veteran had one day on the ground in Vietnam or some of these other established locations that they can prove that they were there, and they have one of these diseases, the VA says, okay, it's presumed you got that disease because of your exposure to herbicide, and then they'll, with the proper paperwork, we can establish a claim for the veteran to perhaps get either some medical care or some compensation.
So they don't have to go through a long process of trying to prove that their illness was caused by Agent Orange, and people are not going to contest the fact that, let's say, maybe they smoked and, you know, there was something else that was contributing to their illness.
No, and that was the problem back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. These Vietnam veterans knew there was a connection, and they fought tooth and nail to get these benefits. A lot of them actually gave up. It wasn't until the 90s that the government finally accepted that these diseases were caused by that. So as long as the veteran has a discharge or some sort of orders that can show he was on the ground in Vietnam, again, even for just one day, or served in the inland waterways on some of the Navy ships, that he's good to go to file a claim.
What about airmen, people who served in planes that may have sprayed the Agent Orange? Do they have any claims as well?
Sure. There's a whole another. You know, we have our Vietnam-era veterans that are actually on the ground or in these airfields supporting the Vietnam War, whether it was Guam or Thailand. But later on, as the Vietnam War ended, these planes, mostly C-123s, were turned over to reserve personnel and guard personnel at several locations in the United States. And just recently, the government finally accepted that reservists and guardsmen that were working on these planes were also exposed to Agent Orange. So most notably here at the Westover Air Force Base, they had these C-123s, and there was a lot of guardsmen there that were exposed to it. And if they've come down with the same diseases, we can file a claim for them and help them get some health care. It's a little bit tougher because they have to show they actually worked on the plane, not just assigned to that unit. But it can be done, and that's something that's happening now. The same thing with some of these other places that the Agent Orange was used. You know, you have to show he was actually on the DMZ or worked on a perimeter in Thailand, but it can happen.
Approximately, do you have an estimate of how many Vietnam-era veterans in Massachusetts might be eligible for claims because of Agent Orange exposure?
Well, across Massachusetts, I don't have a firm figure. We try to concentrate here on the Western Mass area. You know, I have a couple thousand here,
okay,
just in the Franklin County area. And talking with the VA for Western Mass, the four counties out here, there's well over 6,000 Vietnam veterans that were on the ground that may have some of these diseases. And the primary issue that we're finding is these guys are all into their 60s and 70s, and these girls are in their 60s and 70s. They're coming down with some of these diseases, and they're equating it more to their age, and they're not making the connection to their time served in the military and exposure to Agent Orange.
Tell us about the town hall that's coming up this Saturday.
Sure. So, you know, seeing this need, and every day we were having guys coming in that just weren't as educated as they needed to be. So we've set up a town hall up here at Greenfield Community College this Saturday, the 22nd, between 12 and 4 o'clock. Again, we're trying to re-educate, get them more information that they might not be aware of. We'll have a free healthcare screening from 12 to 1 just to kind of get them in the mode for this. And then we'll have some presenters talking about the Agent Orange diseases. And another big part of what's happening is we're seeing birth defects in second and third generation offspring of these Vietnam veterans. So there'll be some information there, the latest legislative efforts to help these veterans file claims for their dependents. We see a lot of Vietnam veterans come through here that their children have heart issues. So that's another avenue that we're helping these guys file some claims with. We're also inviting, if you're the dependent or if you're the offspring of a Vietnam veteran and you have questions, please come and it's free. And maybe you could get some information that might help the family down the road.